Friends, up till chapter number 5, we have seen various aspects of the venture capital. The last chapter, what we discussed, chapter number 5, was very lengthy discussion we had on the AIF regulations, which covers the complete gamut of the current situation and regulation in India for the venture capitals. Now, you are up to the stage that you know the complete venture capital structure, its establishment, its functioning, its application, regulation, and everything. At the same time, there are certain elements which needs to be looked into, and these are nothing but some of the critical factors. Why in India up to 2012, the venture capital industry was not flourished? Why it was not developed? So, considering those aspects or the problems faced at that point of time, maybe because of certain regulations, maybe because of certain preparedness for undertaking such an investment related scenario by the investing company or investing company. So such kind of events also need to understand by you is an order of hour, because the new regulations, though they are implemented last 7 years back, but still there are certain elements which take you back to prior to 2012. So under the circumstances, the industry was not progressed the manner in which it was required to be. Therefore, we have to just take a review of some of the critical factors which actually impact for the success in India for the venture capital industry. Let us understand what those factors are. In this, we will discuss on critical factor for success of venture capital in industry, then multiplicity of the regulations, then taxation for the venture capital fund, mobilization of the global and domestic resources, as well as flexibility in the investment and the exit, global integration and opportunities for the development of the venture capital industry, and how it impacts to the amendment to the SEBI regulations, currently what is in force, infrastructure and research and development, awareness creation, and self-regulatory organization. These were some of the issues which were directly impacting on the venture capital industry. Let us see one by one. Venture capital finance, innovation and ideas which have potential to go growth, high growth, but with inherent uncertainties. This makes it very high risk and high return investment. This was very blend of the risk financing and handholding of entrepreneurs by venture capitalists, and creates an environment particularly suitable for knowledge and technology based enterprises. In the present situation, the individual investor becomes the venture capitalist by financing a new entrepreneur and undertaking an unknown risk. Investor also get enticed into the public offering of an unproven and at times of dubious quality of the assets. This situation can be corrected by the venture capital backed successful enterprises accessing the capital market. This will also protect the smaller investors, and thus the venture capital is valuable not just because it makes a risk capital available at the early stage of its project, but because of the expertise of the venture capitalist that leads to superior product development also. the big focus of the venture capital worldwide is the technology. So, usage of the technology is a playing a very important role in respect of development of venture capital industry in India. Critical factors for success of the venture capital industry. Some of the factors which are considered as the critical one are, number one, the regulatory, tax and the legal environment should play an enabling role rather than disabling role. Because tax will see from the taxation angle, legal will see from the legal angle, whereas investment from the either FEMA or SEBI angle. So, there are three different directions are available, but integration of this is very much required. And because of these trials, the industry is getting spread and nobody is comfortable at any point of time. Number two is there is a need to provide a regulatory simplicity and a structural flexibility, which is done because of the SEBI 2012 regulation of AIF. But till then it was there. There is also a need for a level playing field between the domestic and offshore venture capital investors. That also we have seen. There is a separate regulation by RBI for FVCI, as well as there is a separate regulation for the other venture capital funds. Since the high risk is involved in the venture financing and venture investors globally seek the investment and exit on very flexible terms, which provides them an certain level of protection. Such exit should be possible through IPO and the mergers and acquisition on the global basis and not just within the India. The problem is everywhere in the entire world. Still, we have the SEBI regulation 2012, which clearly give a defined definition, exit only on the two routes and happening of certain events and recommendation by certain internal board of the company. So that can happen, but little bit regularized manner exit can happen. Maybe by IPO, maybe by decision of the company, maybe by internal something which you require, and maybe by sometimes SEBI may by force ask the company to come out. There is also a need of identifying and increasing the domestic pool of funds for the venture capital investment. Within increasing global integration and the mobility of the capital, it is important that the Indian venture capital firms as well as the venture financed entrepreneurs will be able to have the opportunities for the investment abroad also. This would not only enhance their ability to generate the better return, but also to add their experience and expertise to function successfully in the global environment also. We need our enterprise to become a global and create their own success stories also. Automatic, transparent and flexible norms need to be created for the investment by the domestic firms and the enterprises. This anomaly is partially removed by allowing the investment on overseas fund through the ODI route by RBI. Venture capital should become an institutionalized and the industry financed and managed by the successful entrepreneurs, professional and the sophisticated investors also. Venture capital has only one common aspect that cuts across the geography, that is, it is risk capital invested by the experts in the field. It is important that the venture capital in India is be allowed to develop via a professional and institutional management also. The infrastructure development also needs to be prioritized using the government support and the private management. This involves the creation of the technology as well as the knowledge in incubators for supporting the innovation and ideas. R&D also need to be promoted by the government as well as other organizations also. These are some of the critical factors which we have seen. But most of the factors currently, because of AIF regulation, has been addressed. Now let us move towards multiplicity of the regulations. But again, multiplicity of the regulation as far as taxation and legal we cannot club together. But as far as the investment regime, that is a single point of approval and single point of the procedure of getting the certification and all, that is made at very transparent and clear because of these regulations. Multiplicity of the regulations. At present, the venture capital activity in India comes under the purview of the different set of regulatory name. One, the SEBI Venture Capital Regulation 1996. This has been repealed by 2012 AIF regulations. The overseas venture capital investments are subject to the Government of India guidelines for overseas venture capital investment in India dated September 20, 1995. That is also covered under AIF regulation. For tax exemption purpose, the venture capital funds also needs to comply with the income tax rules made under the Section 10-23FA of Indian Income Tax Act. And that is clearly mentioned that the investor, when it receives its income, then in that case, venture capital will be only pass-through. Venture capital will have only pass-through arrangement. But actual recipient of the benefit is the investor. So, the tax liability will be falling on the investor only. That is very much clearly clarified. Offshore funds are required to be FIPB and RBI approval for investment in the domestic fund as well as in the venture capital undertaking. Here also, foreign venture capital is required to be registered with the SEBI, and there is no requirement of approval for each time of investment or repatriation of the funds. That is also clarified in the SEBI regulations. Domestic funds with the offshore contribution also require RBI approval for the pricing securities to be purchased by VCUC. Likewise, at the time of disinvestment, RBI approval is required for the pricing of the securities. This is, now it is not required. Now it is not required. Because the FVCI, RBI says, foreign venture capital is permitted to invest and take away whatever the name the instrument they call, there is no restriction for them to invest into the country. And no need to approach to RBI for each and every time, even at the time of pricing, at the time of investment, at the time of repatriation, at the time of closure. All these things have been taken away by FEMA 32 regulation of Reserve Bank of India. Therefore, in view of the background as discussed, following required to be in place. Since SEBI is responsible for the registration and the regulation of the venture capital funds, the need is to harmonize and consolidate multiple regulatory requirements within the framework of the SEBI regulations to provide uniform, hassle-free and single window clearance with the SEBI as a nodal regulator. And that has happened according to the SEBI regulations 2012 AIF. In view of the above, the Government of India considered the repealing the Minister of Finance DEA guidelines for the overseas venture capital investment in India dated September 20, 1995. The foreign venture capital should register under the SEBI regulation under the pattern of FII. For SEBI registered VCF, requirement of the separate rule under the Income Tax Act should be dispensed with on the pattern of the mutual funds. However, SEBI AIF regulations came into the place in 2012 and certain old regulations regarding the permission to invest, domestic funds have been removed, and now venture capital funds are fully covered under the AIF regulations of SEBI. Taxation for the venture capital funds. Internationally, venture capital fund, being a dedicated pool of the capital, operates in a fiscal neutrality and the treated as a pass-through vehicle, as I explained just now. In any case, the investor of the venture capital funds and venture capital undertakings are subject to the income tax. Venture capital fund is a pool of funds of the investor, and income of the funds should be taxed in the hands of the investor, and the fund should be considered as pass-through entity and exempt under the Income Tax Act. Very clear it is. Exempting the VCF from income tax does not necessarily cause the loss of revenue, as these are passed through the entities and income distributed by the venture capital funds would be taxed in the hands of investor itself. Further, such a pass-through of income would not just include the dividends only, but also the capital gains and the interest income also can be taken as an income for the purpose of taxation, which is in the hands of investor. It is certainly believed that India also, with the active venture capital funding, there would be a very large number of successful enterprises which would add the national wealth creation, including the tax revenues also. Mobilization of the global and domestic resources. Foreign venture capital investors. At present, offshore investors make investment in venture capital units either by investing in the domestic venture capital fund, by seeking one-time registration with RBI and not approval from the FIPB through the FDI route directly. For every investment and disinvestment, earlier RBI approvals were required in respect of the pricing of the securities. Now it is not required. Most of the offshore investors are incorporated the tax havens, particularly in Mauritius, to have the benefit of the double tax treaty, and they do not have an incidence of the tax in India. These investors feel that making an investment in India is made hassle-free and automatic in transparent manner with a proper tax exemptions. There would be no need for them to adopt the Mauritius route and avoid the several operational problems. FECIs therefore shall be provided a tax exemptions. Further, the FECI bringing the foreign currency should be permitted to retain the same in the foreign exchange, either with the bank in India or outside, till it is invested. The FECI should be permitted to park their foreign remittances in foreign exchange in a bank in India or outside, till they are invested in venture capital undertakings, and they should also be permitted to obtain a forward cover as permitted for the FIIs. The government may consider providing the tax exemptions to the registered of foreign venture capital investors to attract the large pool of the risk capital directly into India. Now, augmenting the domestic pool of resources. How you will augment the domestic pool of resources? The domestic pool of the venture capital is very limited. The acute need of venture capital in India is for the small and medium entrepreneurs or industries, which could preferably be financed by the domestic venture capital funds, as the foreign funds seek to invest relatively in large enterprises and the return expectations are also very high. The main source of contribution of the domestic venture capital funds are from financial institution, banks, HNI, that is high net worth individuals, etc. The venture capital activity need to be deep rooted to promote a small and the medium scale industries promoted by the professionally qualified entrepreneurs in high-tech research-oriented sectors. It is therefore necessary to augment the pool of resources for domestic venture capital funds. The investment horizon of the venture capital fund is for a longer duration, ranging from 5 to 10 years, and the funds are contributed mainly by the institutional investors and high net worth of the individuals. So these are some of the requirement for augmenting the domestic resources for the venture capital industries. Flexibility in investment and exit. This flexibility of investment and exit has to be provided. That was the concept. Now, there are specific regulations for the investment as well as for exit also. However, these were already in place, and one should know that what further improvement as per the SEBI guidelines of 2002 of AIF is again required. Maybe industry is always R&D, research and development is always happening. Accordingly, recommendations can be made to the regulators, and this can be flexible nature can be put it into place. However, to understand what was the demand, what was the scenario earlier prior to 2012, here is the scenario. Allowing flexible structure. The venture capital fund is high risk and reward activity. The investments are made by the high net worth individuals and the institutional to reap high returns. So, high risk, high returns. The investor in the venture capital fund does not involve himself into day-to-day activities of the venture capital fund, and activities of the funds are managed by the professional which are employed by them in the company. The investors therefore like to keep their liability limited to the extent of the contribution made by them or committed by them to the fund, and not willing to take any other liability. Investors. The venture capital funds are set up for a limited life and with a maturity. The returns are distributed amongst the investors. But there are different category of the investor where long run investor funds or long run category of the venture capital funds are also available. The structure of the venture capital fund should therefore be protect the interest of the investors, and the liquidation process should be very simple. Limited partnership firm, that is LP, limited liability partnership firm, this is LLP, and the limited liability company, that is LLC, are commonly used and widely accepted structure internationally. Whereas we have the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 is also in place. Companies Act 2013 is already reviewed and it is in place. Whereas the Partnership Act, Partnership Deed is also there, Partnership Act is also there. So almost we are in line with the internationally, what the investor we may call it as. So there is no problem for dedicated pool of resources also in the country if the structure is like this, which is already in place as per the requirement internationally. Flexibility in the matter of investment ceiling and the sectoral restrictions. This is also one of the demand. This is one of the condition why the industry was not fared well. In the present regulatory requirement, there are sectoral restrictions as well as the various types of investment ceilings. Sectoral restrictions for the investment by venture capital funds are not consistent, and the concept of the venture capital promotion and innovation and technology innovation and technology based ideas could be emerged as any of the idea of the business, manufacturing or services. Venture capital funding, which comes from high net worth sophisticated individuals and the institutional investor who known to put up their money for the best use in the industry. It is therefore strongly believed that the sectoral restriction create unnecessary obstacle and hampers the growth of venture capital industry. However, certain restriction could be specifying the negative list, which could include the areas like real estate, finance companies, activities not legally legally permitted, and any other sectors which could be notified with the SEBI in consultation with the government. So making regulation across all for the all the sectors instead of keeping sector wise regulation, but certain sectors should be kept away for the purpose of investment, like financial service sector or maybe real estate. These are typically high risk and uncertain areas for the investment. Flexibility of investment and exit in the Indian context, and since the venture capital industry is still in the evolutionary stage, it would be desirable to keep the selling of 25% of the corpus for investment in the single venture capital units, and further venture capital funds should not be permitted to invest in associated companies. This has been addressed in the AIF regulations, and the investment criteria is also determined there. However, associate companies, there is a prohibition unless and until it is approved by the 75% of the investor members. Manner and nature of investment should be disclosed by the venture capital funds as a part of their investment strategy statement. Enterprises, especially the startup enterprises, do not have a tangible assets, but the stock of the same may be obtained high valuation due to their intangible assets like human resources, growth prospects, etc. Therefore, once the foreign venture capital investor, either coming through the 100% funding in the domestic venture capital fund or otherwise registered with the SEBI, should not be subjected to the requirements. Flexibility in exit. Venture capital funds are set up to make an investment in venture capital undertaking for defined time frame, say 8 to 12 years. It was the criteria earlier. Now, maximum tenure up to which funds can be invested is 10 years. As and when the investment matures, the investors are paid back the returns on expiry of the time frame and funds are liquidated. In India, venture capital funds can be incorporated as a trust company or body corporate. The liquidation of the trust comparatively easier as compared to that of the company or a body corporate. The guidelines for the buyback or the shares by the company are not adequate to facilitate the liquidation process and distribution of the capital among the investors or shareholders. Because of the cumbersome liquidation process to be followed, in case of the company, most of the funds in India had been set up as trust. In the case of VCF constituted as a company, the existing guidelines for the buyback of the shares should be relaxed to permit them to buy back the shares out of the sales proceeds of investments and assets instead of reserve and the share premiums and the fresh issuance of the proceeds. These are some of the suggestions. The process of buyback is already laid down under Companies Act 2013, and it is clearly defined how these issues will be addressed. The buyback relaxation should also be extended to the venture capital undertaking which proposes to buy back the equity from the venture capital fund. The existing condition for the buyback of the equity shares by the unlisted company prohibits the company from making the fresh issues of the capital for a period of 24 months. This has been a major constraining factor for the growth-oriented companies to buy back their shares even if they have a cash surplus. A venture capital fund gets an opportunity to exit from the investment when venture capital undertaking shares are listed on the recognized stock exchanges, and the present IPO guidelines of the SEBI requires a 3 years track record of the profit for the company to float the public issue. And that is the reason why the minimum tenure in the investment in the venture capital is mentioned as 3 years. Some of the companies which are operating in the emerging areas such as the internet and e-commerce may not be able to generate the profit, yet they are adequate market share in the business and justify the significant market capitalization. Also, these types of companies are at present seeking listing outside the country. This deprives the domestic venture capital funds of an exit on the listing of the stock, listing of the stock of venture capital undertaking. The trading in unlisted securities is not held in an organized manner in India. The transaction of unlisted security is primarily a bilateral contract among the buyer and the seller. The venture capital fund and venture capital and foreign venture capital industry institutions registered with the SEBI should be considered eligible for qualified investors, and at the same time the joint promoters of the venture should also be eligible to qualified as investors. If FVCI disinvest and transfer its holding to venture capital undertaking in favor of any other person, it is required by RBI to obtain the NOC from the joint venture partner and other shareholders. The process of obtaining the NOC is a time consuming, and the cause of uncertainty about the transaction for foreign venture capital institution as a joint venture partners may create an obstacle in the exit route of venture capital funds. Global integration and the opportunities for the development of the venture capital industries. Incentive for the employee stock options scheme, or employee stock options. Venture capital fund companies typically have a large option pool for their employees also. This would include the incubator, CEO, and the startup team. Currently, these persons would come under the meaning of the promoter under the ESOP guidelines, and hence may not qualify for ESOP. So that should be segregated, but now it is as per the trust or category of venture capital fund, that is category 3, which is a venture capital fund, or an alternate investment fund category 3, which gives the clear guidelines for this kind of issues. ESOP. Incidence of the tax. At present, when the option is exercised by the employee under ESOP, it is taxed in the hands of the employee as an income from the salary. And when the shares are sold, that is taxed separately. So there is a double taxation on the employee. It is recommended that the employees who have opted to exercise their option under ESOP be taxed only at the time of exit and not at the time of exercising the option. Incentive for the shareholders. The shareholders of an Indian company that has the venture capital funding and it is desirous for the swapping of its shares with that of the foreign company and should be permitted to do so, which is not permitted even now also. Switch off shares means one company's share will be switched off to another company's shares. That is not permitted here. Similarly, if an Indian company having the venture funding and it is desirous of issuing an ADR GDR, the venture capital shareholders holding a sellable stock of the domestic company and desirous of disinvesting their shares through the ADR/GDR route should be permitted to do so. Such a flexibility should be available for the Indian startup as well. Similarly, shareholders can take an advantage of the higher valuation in overseas market while divesting their holding. Global integration and opportunities. Global investment opportunities for the domestic venture capital funds. What is that opportunity globally? With an increasing global integration, it is important that the domestic venture capital funds also can invest abroad. This would enable them to generate a better returns globally and expose them to the international market practices. We need to encourage the Indian enterprises to become the global. The domestic venture capital fund should be permitted to make an investment abroad under the certain transparent and autonomous norms, and it is subject to selling. This issue has been addressed under FEMA, and venture capital industry is permitted to invest abroad also. Liberalize sweat equity. Liberalize sweat equity issuance norms. Under the Companies Act 1956, a company can issue a sweat equity only 1 year after it is entitled to commence the business. This provision negates the possibility of the sweat equity issuance in the startups. The government should relax the 1 year lock-in period, which is currently made mandatory. Amendment to the SEBI regulations, if at all it is required. What are the type of amendments is required? What is understood is, one, SEBI regulations should focus more on adequate disclosure, as investor in the venture capital activities are the institutions or high net worth individuals who are expected to have the capability to taking informed decisions and based on the disclosures made by the companies. The regulatory requirement for seeking the approval for the placement memorandum from SEBI may be dispensed by strengthening the disclosure requirements. The SEBI regulations also provides, in case the venture capital funds incorporated as a trust or a compulsory registration for instrument for the trust under the Indian Registration Act. Double registration it happens here, so that anomaly should be avoided. There are operational problems in case of existing venture capital funds to register the document for the trust after the lapse of 4 months period. So that should be removed. It should be left to the choice of the applicant whether to register the trust document, and there should not be any compulsion for registration of the document under the Indian Registration Act. Under the SEBI regulation, the present regulatory framework, which permits the investment by venture capital in the SIC industrial undertaking, it requires to be reviewed. There are various agencies who are engaged in restructuring, financing to the SIC industries, and there is no acute necessity of the venture capital funds to invest mainly in SIC industrial undertaking. The venture capital fund should focus on investment in the green shoe, high technology oriented and the knowledge based research orientation industries. However, venture capital funds may also be provided flexibility to participate in restructuring process of the SIC industries as and when it is required. But this is the complex nature of investment and no guarantee of assured returns. That is why, even though it is recommended here, it is not we find that it may not be good to take a call on such kind of investment in the some certain BIFR companies or loss making functions, loss making companies, or maybe very high risky, high risk carrying companies like that are loss making companies. Venture capital industry in India is still in the early stage, and to give a proper fillip, it is important to develop a related infrastructure, and as has been successfully done internationally, especially in US, Taiwan and Israel. According to this also, in India, alternate investment funds 2012 takes care of all the future requirement of the venture capital industries, venture capital fund industries. But for that, what is required is the awareness creation, and awareness creation is in respect of the activities that are undertaken by the venture capital, and which is important for the development purpose, whether these activities are there or not. There should be a public accessibility to the relevant information and the data regarding the venture capital activities. One immediate measure could be creation of an informed and website which could have been enough and useful data on the venture capital activity, but may not be feasible because again the information, that is disclosures, may or confidentiality, there are various issues to make it available on public domain, all this information. And self-regulatory organization, that is, it is also desirable that the self-regulatory organization for the venture capital industry in India is created. Such organization would help in evolution of the standard practices, code of conduct, apart from the generating and disseminating the information about the industry. SEBI is taking call on this, and SEBI is also may not call as a self-regulatory organization, but it is one of the regulatory organization which is taking care of this kind of requirement also. With this, we have completed this chapter with a better understanding of the venture capital requirement and the challenges which are faced by the industry. Thank you very much.